Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 195, He Holds Your Hand. Hear this, Isaiah 41, verse 13. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I am the one who helps you. Let that land. Notice how God opens this. He doesn't begin with a vague reassurance. He doesn't start with everything is going to work out. He begins with identity. I, the Lord your God, the voice that spoke and light appeared, the voice that set every star in its place and knows every corner of this universe. That same voice is leaning into your life right now and saying, I am here. I am your God. Before he tells you what is going to happen, before he gives you a plan or a map, he tells you who is with you, and that changes everything. And look at the image he reaches for. He could have said, I am in control, and he would have been right. He could have said, nothing will harm you. But that is not what he says. He says, I hold your right hand, the hand of action, of work, the one you reach out in the dark when fear closes in and you need to feel that someone is there, not a distant general issuing orders from the back, a father walking right beside you, step by step, who doesn't just point you toward the road, he walks it with you, hand in hand. And then comes the fear not, but hear how it arrives. It does not arrive as a demand. It is not summon your courage, pull yourself together. No, it arrives as a consequence. Because when the one holding your hand is the Lord of all creation, fear loses its foundation. He is not asking you to manufacture bravery you don't have. He is giving you a reason that fear no longer needs to have the final word. And he goes further still. I am the one who helps you. Concrete. Personal. Present. Not some distant help waiting in a better future if things go right. Help for now. For what is weighing on you this morning, for the hard conversation you don't know how to begin, for the exhaustion you have been carrying longer than you should. Christ, who carried the cross on his own shoulders, knows what it is to need strength that does not come from within. He knows, and it is he who says, I am the one who helps you. Isaiah wrote these words for a people who were worn out, people who could not see how any of it would unfold. And God did not answer them with a detailed map. He did not give them a step-by-step plan. He answered with presence. I am here. My hand is in yours. That is enough for today. You don't need to see everything. You just need to know you are not walking alone. So today, do this. Before breakfast, pause. Open your hands, literally, palms facing up. Say out loud the one thing that is weighing on you most. Name it and let it go. Not as a ritual, not as a formula, as a real, physical gesture of trust. The way someone does when they know a father has their hand. Then give thanks, because today you do not walk alone. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.